your numbers off.
No, let's come have a look at this book.
What? You know what, Mum? They flew past the book.
Hang on. Is that your space rocket? Shh. Have a look at your library book from
first. I'm going to pick my back up and I won't be long.
What are you going to pick up?
My back for the space rocket. Won't be long.
Back from your space rocket, okay. Well, shall we do something? Shall we build your space rocket, Thomas? We've got this, haven't we? We've been looking at it as well. I'll go and get your little buzz light, and then you can tell me all about it.
Well, I just fly the rocket, doesn't it?
I don't know a lot about Buzz Lightyear, Thomas. Do you want to tell me about him?
Buzz Lightyear doesn't kill. Yes. One, two, blast off. Look at Buzz Lightyear. Careful. I am Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear, I think that came with a McDonald's a while ago, didn't it?
You know what? It can fly on its own, but it doesn't fit in there.
No, it doesn't fit in the spaceship, does it?
Then off it goes.
Are you going to tell me about Buzz Lightyear?
I won't.
Well, please, because I don't know much about him or
I story. Don't know. I don't. But I won't, just won't tell him. Off we go.
No, don't put him in there, because that's going to break that, Thomas. And that's really nice, isn't it? That's your space rocket. Did you make us
watch,
a nursery?
This is very fast. Watch.
Oh, gosh, that is fast. Did you make that at nursery?
Yeah, funny bones.
You're breaking it, Thomas. I don't want you to do that with it, please. So, who is Buzz Lightyear, Thomas? Is he a toy?
No, he isn't. He's real.
No, but there's a video called Toy Story that you've watched. Are you going to tell me about him?
I don't know. He got a coughing. Roar!
Is that his helmet? Space helmet?
Called a rocket helmet. Called rocket helmet. Look, is one. Snap up all of you. I'm flying on my jumper.
We've got a spaceship book here. It says a trip into space. Create your own pictures with reusable stickers.
Right,
so these are all stickers. I think Bethany gave you that for your birthday, didn't she?
I want to look at something.
Let's look at something. Yeah. It says the spaceship is
look,
ready for liftoff.
There's a lorry.
Yes, the spaceship is ready for liftoff. Suddenly there is a deafening noise and an enormous flame and our space trip begins. We have some Sassamites on board the spaceship, which we have to launch into space at just the right moment. Next, we have to visit some of the planets to collect rock samples.
Got rock pearls.
Finally, we return to Earth, amazed by all we have seen. What a great adventure. Now, are the stickers on the front cover different from the back ones? They are, aren't they?
I'll pull them off, can we?
Yes, you can. Well, what's on the first page? It says, the spaceship is ready for liftoff.
I want to get that one off.
That one?
No, I wanted that one.
This one? Well, that's right. This looks as if it's carrying the astronauts, doesn't it? And they've got to be ready to get on the space rocket, haven't they? Right, that's it. Now, where should we put those?
Just there.
Well, this is the book, isn't it?
I'm to put it just there.
Right.
No, not on the top. I want it just there.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Well, you can pop it on that side if you like. I'm sure it'll lift off there as well, won't it? Can you see the moon in the sky?
Yeah. But look, that's the sun.
Do you think it's the sun? I think it's the moon, because if it was the sun, it would have rays shining from it. And it's the moon. It looks a bit bobbly, doesn't it?
Pulling it off.
Are you?
I know what I'm making. Badges.
You're making badges with it, are you?
we do that, then I'm just going to see it works for me. Yeah. Mushroom. No. Look. I want to get another one to put on my ears.
No, don't put them on your ears, Thomas. It's for the book. Because it's not going to work, is it, if you start doing that with it?
Oi! Captain Thomas, ready to land.
Well, how about loading some people onto the spaceship? If it's ready for liftoff, surely you want people to be on it.
Look, Thomas is flying!
So are you going to tell me anything at all about Buzz Lightyear, Thomas?
I can't tell you about it.
Do you not know about him?
No.
Your little friend Anthony at nursery talks about him a lot, doesn't he?
Buzz Lightyear. Then you know what Buzz Lightyear is.
Where's the sticker going, Thomas?
No, it's on my pants.
You put them on your pants? Well, come on, let's...
But they're not in my pants. My socks. Anywhere or not. Don't read any more stories.
No, we're not reading it, so I want you to pop some stickers on.
I don't.
Do you want to build a spaceship, the Lego one?
No, I want to hug them. Harry's hobbies now, can I watch?
No, we're not watching television now. Why? How about we look at this book? Where's that sticker, Thomas? I want the sticker.
Why do you? Oi! No, don't do that.
I can't wear it on your jumper. Look, it's not going to work. All the fluff from your jumper, that's silly. It's for the book. Put it back in there if you don't want to play with it. But if you're not playing with that, I don't want to hear any more about Buzz Lightyear, okay?
No. Buzz Lightyear's a fireman.
No, he's not.
Yes.
Like, this is your book from nursery. Would you like to sit on your chair next to
me? No, I want to sit on a stool. Or a stool.
No.
Oh, no. I want to think about
the book's called Look, Look. Mum sat down. At last she could enjoy her tea and watch her favourite programme. Baby Panda was quiet. And Little Panda was upstairs. Little Panda was in another world. He was in his room, but in another world. He was lost in the make-believe world of his computer. Playing on his computer like Daddy does upstairs. In the real world, it was getting dark. Look, look, said Baby Panda and pointed into the darkness. Two burglars were climbing in the neighbour's window. Oh no. Mum phoned the police station. Hello, I'm calling from 5 Church Street. Burglars are breaking into number 6. Come quickly. Baby Panda kept watch at the window while Mum went to the front door to wait for the police. Little Panda was still in his room, lost in his computer world. Three police cars screeched to a halt, blue lights flashing. What do you think they were saying? Mum opened the door and the police charged through to the back garden, over the wall and in through the window of number 6. The burglars heard them and ran out of the front door of number 6. But more police cars were coming down the street, so they ran into number 5, Little Panda's house. The burglars bounded up the stairs to the top room. Little Panda's room. Little Panda was still lost in his computer world and didn't notice. The police chased up the stairs after the burglars. The burglars climbed out of the window onto the roof. Call the fire brigade, yelled the police chief. We'll soon get them down with long ladders.
Yeah.
Ah, now we know why the fire brigade are involved. Right, what's come now?
Fire engine. Nee-naw.
The fire engines with long turntable ladders roared down the street. Ladders soared up to the roof and the police and firefighters began climbing. Have you noticed more about the firemen?
Those two have got helmets off.
Yes, so they have got the helmets off, haven't they? But what sort of people are the firemen?
Monkeys.
Monkeys, aren't they? Oh, look at this. As they clambered onto the front of the roof, the burglars leapt off the back into the branches of a tall tree in the garden. Surround the tree, yelled the police chief. Gosh, after all that, with the police coming in the ladders, The burgers have still got away, haven't they?
Dear.
Oh dear, that was a big sigh. Are you worried?
No.
The burglars.
I wish I was watching Tony.
You wish you were watching Tony? The burglars climbed across into the next tree and the next, all around the garden until they were back in the first tree. Then they climbed back into Little Panda's room. Little Panda still didn't notice. Why did he not notice, Thomas?
I wish I was watching telly and nobody disturbed me.
You wish you were watching telly and nobody disturbed you? Is that what Little Panda said? Well, it's his computer, isn't it? Not his television. The burglars chased down the stairs by the firefighters. Crashed into the police coming up. Oh dear. The burglars are running down the stairs, look. Have you noticed the burglars are pussycats, aren't they?
Yeah. The burglars. But the police doesn't know, Dylan.
What, the pussycats? But the police look as if they're cows to me, or hippopotamuses. That the firemen are monkeys, aren't they? Look, the burglars are running downstairs, being chased by the firefighters. But the policemen are running up. So who's trapped? They're trapped in the middle, aren't they, between the police and the fire? They all landed in a great heap of arms and legs and handcuffs and helmets. Oh, dear, what a mess. Can you see the handcuffs, Thomas?
I can't.
These are handcuffs.
Where?
These little silver things here with
chains. These are silver things.
If I arrest you, I'm going to put a handcuff on and I say, ha ha, handcuffed you and you can't get away now because I've got handcuffs on you. Lock the lock and throw the key away.
And you could just turn your naughty.
Me? Naughty?
Yeah.
I've never been naughty.
Just turn.
Oh, all right then. Is that naughty?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you a policeman?
Oh.
Oh, goodness
just
me.
Just to go. I'm going to get you with my police helmet.
Well, are you going to get your police helmet?
I say, don't care.
And that's really naughty, isn't it? I
should arrest you. You do it.
I'm not saying naughty things like that. That's too naughty.
Just do it.
No, it's too naughty, Thomas.
I can't
even
reach for a police
helmet. No, I'm going to hide a book. That's quite naughty, isn't it? Not too naughty. No. I'll tell you who needs arresting. These people outside who are letting fireworks off. It's too early.
I'm coming
with my police
helmet.
Are you? Well, if I was a real burglar, Thomas, I think
Mummy
I would have run away by now.
With books.
Yes, Mummy's been really naughty with books. I've hidden the Teddy Bear ABC book behind my back. Now that isn't naughty, isn't it? Hello, policeman.
Oh, we're going to get that book back.
Oh. Oh, no, you're not, policeman.
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, no, you're not, policeman.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not, policeman.
I got a watch. Just turn these my keys. I'm gonna lock you up in jail.
Oh, poor Mummy.
Now, Sam, you're gonna be locked there forever.
Oh, just for hiding a little teddy bear ABC book?
Yeah. And you can't go open again because I locked you all up. And you could stay there forever and ever and ever and ever.
But when it comes to Christmas, I need to get out to the shops to buy my little boy Thomas a Christmas present.
Fine, I will let you out.
I thought
Christmas.
You... Christmas!
Is
it? Oh, good.
The policeman and I, we're not going to lock you up in jail. When you're naughty again, I will lock you up in jail again.
I don't think I'll be naughty again. I think I've learnt my lesson, don't you?
Yes. He said, I heard it, and it will catch up and lock you again.
No, I wouldn't make a rude noise like that, because I think that's really
Just turn. You're out now.
Thank you. Can I go to the shops now to buy my little boy Thomas a present? What do you think he would like?
A police helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Just go... Like that.
Oh, I'm not making naughty noises like that.
Just
No.
You do it.
No, it's too naughty. I don't do it.
I saw you do it now.
You didn't.
I did.
Oh, no.
Then you know what? So, Move, just get two blocks behind you and I will come.
All right, I'll hide the postman Pat. Tell the time with postman Pat. I'll hide that behind my back. Oh, that I need more.
Mommy, don't you hiding postman Pat box?
Hello, policeman. How are you?
We're going to lock you up in jail again.
Why?
Because you've been naughty.
Naughty.
So we lock you all up and you can't go anywhere again or again or again or again or again or again.
But why?
Because you're saying naughty things.
I won't let
you get out ever or ever or ever or ever or ever. But you should stay there forever and ever.
But the thing is, earlier on this week, it was Daddy's birthday and Auntie Patty's birthday. And later on in the month, it's Auntie Sharon's birthday, Uncle David's birthday, Grandad Bilby's birthday, Grandma Bilby's birthday. So I need to be out of jail to go and buy them a present.
That's not, I will help you.
Yeah? Will you help me get out of jail and will you help me buy birthday presents for them?
I will get you out of jail. Get you a birthday present.
Oh, that's nice.
There.
Thank you. Right, now we need a birthday present for Uncle David's birthday on the 17th.
You know what he would do for a good girl? He don't say anything naughty. I can keep his helmet.
Can I have
it? In the shop, you'll give it back to me. When we're out of the shop, you can get it again.
All right, so when we're in the shops, I've got to give the police helmet back. Right, policeman, now, on our way to the shops, we've got Auntie... Uncle David's birthday on the 17th.
Yep.
Grandad Bilby's on the 18th.
Yep.
Auntie Sharon's on the 25th. Grandma Bilby's on the 28th. Then it was Daddy and Auntie Patty's on the 1st, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I just did my watch. See what time it is in the shops.
See what time it is in the shops?
With the shops.
Oh, wait, you must have your helmet back now, haven't you?
Thank you.
There you are. Right, what birthday present shall we buy?
This book.
This book? Oh yes, that's a good book. We'll buy that and then we can read it to people.
Oh yes.
It's a book called Look, Look.
Oh look, there's letters. We don't want those, do we?
No.
Oh, look. There's my watch. I've forgotten that.
You mustn't forget your watch.
Let's go, shall we?
Okay.
Are you going to out of the shops?
Right, well, if we're out of the shops, shall I put the helmet back on?
Of course you can.
Will everybody think
when it's night time, give it back to me and I keep it. When
right.
It's morning time, okay, somebody's naughty, give it back to me. When somebody's naughty, I will let you have it.
Well, if somebody's naughty and you let me have the police helmet, I'll have to go and arrest them and that's your job.
You can have it up. You can have that pink one. I can... Key. I can't have that one. Oh no, somebody's naughty.
Right, I've got the pink key, you've got the green key. Okay, somebody's naughty, right?
Right, I'll just keep it there. That's my watch and they can have my police helmet.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. Oh no, and my green key. Oh, there it is. Oh no, it's near. It's where the telly is. Come on. Quick.
Somebody's naughty near the telly. You go and get them.
I will. And I shout, Mummy, there's two Mummy on right.
There's two what, Tommy?
Two scary monsters going up to fright Daddy and Purdy.
Oh no.
Oh, that watch. Mum?
Yes?
You can put that one out near the buttons. I can put it out near the telly.
I've got one of the scary monsters.
Yep. Hey, Mummy, take equipment off.
Take the equipment off?
Yeah. Just look after March. And I'm just going to buy your key.
Alright.
And you can have my boy cupboard.
Are you going to lock them up in handcuffs, those two scary monsters that are going to frighten Daddy and Purdy?
Yep. Yeah.
Good.
Oh no, now I've gone upstairs.
Oh no.
Oh, come back down. I got them.
Good. We don't want them frightening people upstairs, do we?
No. Mummy, You can put that naughty monster in the oven. I can put this one in the oven.
All right. Oh, gosh, that's a little bit like the three little pigs we read the other day. Do you remember the naughty wolf? He didn't quite end up in the oven, but he came down the chimney and ended up in that big pot of boiling water over the fire. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What was it? He said, a huff.
And a puff. And I'll tickle your arm down.
And I'll blow your house down. Shall we finish reading this book?
No.
I want to know what happens, because the last time we knew, we've got the police chasing them up the stairs, the firefighters chasing them down the stairs, and they all landed in a great heap of arms and
legs
and
handcuffs
and helmets.
Look, that one fell on a banister.
Yes. Oh, look, the cat burglars all got little glasses on. Some of them have fallen off. When the firefighters had packed up their ladders and the burglars were being led away, Mum made a fresh cup of tea. At last, little Panda came down. You see, Panda hadn't even noticed. While you've been watching your boring programme... Oh, sorry, it's Panda saying this to his mummy. While you've been watching your boring programme, I've had such an exciting game on my computer. Cops and robbers, he said. Look, look, cried baby Panda. Wow, said little Panda, real cops and robbers. Yes, real cops and robbers, echoed Baby Panda.
Look what it says.
Can you see what Baby Panda's wearing?
No.
Baby Panda's wearing a police helmet, isn't he?
And that's a cop.
And his teddy bear's wearing a police helmet. And the panda's carrying?
A cuff.
Cuff, handcuffs. They're called handcuffs. Did you enjoy that? Lost again?
No, thank you.
No.
Now I want another drink.
You'd like another drink?
Yes, and I'm just going to do this. Now can I watch the telly now?
No, darling.
Please.
Well, that's funny because we thought that book was that we've got this from the library, the nursery library, and we thought it was a book about firefighters. I suppose it was in a way, but it wasn't fighting fires, was it?
Oh, no.
Oops, darling, you all right?
I sit on a police helmet.
Well, that will make you very high up, won't it? Mum sat down at last. At last she could enjoy her tea and watch her favourite programme. Baby Panda was quiet and Little Panda was upstairs. Little Panda was in another world. He was in his room, but in another world. He was lost in a make-believe world of his computer. In the real world, it was getting dark. Look, look, said Baby Panda and pointed into the darkness.
Oh.
Two burglars were climbing the neighbour's window. Mum phoned the police station. Hello, I'm calling from 5 Church Street. Burglars are breaking into the 6. Phone quickly. Just this turns on. Baby Panda kept watch at the window while Mum went to the front door to wait for the police. Little Panda was still in his room, lost in his computer world. 3 police cars screeched to a halt, blue lights flashing. Mum opened the door and the police charged through to the back garden, over the wall and in through the window of number 6. The burglars heard them and ran out of the front door of number 6. The police cars were coming down the street, so they ran into number 5. Little Panda's house. The burglars bounded up the stairs to the top room, Little Panda's room. Little Panda was still lost in his computer world. He didn't notice. The police chased up the stairs after the burglars. The burglars climbed out of the window onto the roof. Call the fire brigade, yelled the police chief. We'll soon get them down with long ladders. The fire engines with long turntable ladders roared down the street. Ladders soared up to the roof and the police and firefighters began climbing. Look at this. Police first, then the firefighters. Oh, stop it, Natalie. You're going to fall and hurt yourself. As they clambered onto the front of the roof, the burglars leapt off the back into the branches of a tall tree in the garden. Surround that tree, yelled the police chief. The burglars climbed across into the next tree and the next, all around the garden until they were back in the first tree. Then they climbed back into Little Panda's room. But Little Panda didn't notice. I think you'd notice if somebody went into your bedroom, don't you, Thomas?
I won't.
important.
No.
The burglars chased down the stairs by the firefighters, crashed into the police coming up. They all landed in a great heap of arms and legs and handcuffs and helmets. When the firefighters had packed up their ladders and the burglars were being led away by the police, Mum made a fresh cup of tea. At last, little Panda came down the stairs. While you've been watching your boring programme, I've had such an exciting game on my computer. Cops and robbers, he said. Look, look, cried Baby Panda. Wow, said Little Panda, real cops and robbers. Yes, real cops and robbers, echoed Baby Panda. Look, look.
That will hurt your tummy, won't it?
The handcuffs.
Hmm?
Well, the handcuffs are supposed to go on your wrist. One part of the handcuff goes on the policeman's wrist and the other part goes on your wrist. That means you're chained up to the policeman.
All tight like that.
And wherever you go, the policeman goes. To be sure that you can't get away. And even in the police car, you'd still be handcuffed, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And you'd pass your house, won't you?
Yes. And you'd still be handcuffed.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Mum? I got those two books.
You've got those two books that I was hiding? Mm. I'm hiding two more now. Look at these.
Do you know what? A place came and they're bringing them with them.
What were they bringing with them?
A big box and a helmet.
A big box and a helmet, so I think you might want to change your helmet for this book, Thomas. This is about firefighters. Are you happy with your police helmet, or would you like your yellow one?
Are you happy with that one? I think I'm happy with the yellow one.
I think you need a yellow helmet for this book.
Then I can change.
Oh, there's big bangs outside. One of the men in this book is called Anthony. Now, you've got a friend called Anthony, which is a little bit different from Anthony. It's almost the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, we'll read this book. It's called Firefighter. Well, this is a lady firefighter. This is like Lady Penny, Firefighter Penny Morris, isn't it?
Mm.
One day, Liz was checking the hoses to make sure they were screwed tightly to the fire engine. This is always busy at a fire station, even when there is no fire. Dan was polishing the wheels on the fire engine. And Anthony was upstairs in the kitchen looking for a snack. Look, he's opened the fridge door, can he? See?
Mm.
He is always hungry. Suddenly a loud noise made him jump. Ring, 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 ring. It was the fire alarm. Anthony slid down the pole. Thud. He landed hard. But the thick rubber pad on the ground cushioned his feet. Ready for action. Trousers are kept rolled over boots to save time. This way the firefighters can be dressed and in the fire engine in 30 seconds. That's good, isn't it?
Oxygen here.
I think that's a jigsaw. Liz jumped into her boots and pulled up her fireproof trousers. She checked the computer. It showed a fire at Seven Oak Lane. In the fire engine, Liz grabbed the walkie-talkie. Chief Miller, we're on our way. She's talking to a walkie-talkie. That's really clever, isn't it? Putting trousers over boots to save time when you're getting dressed. Because when you're getting dressed, we put on your pants and your socks and your vest. And then we put trousers on and then your shoes.
Look at this fire engine.
Yeah. Right, said the fire chief. He had gone ahead in a special fast car. I'll meet you there. Liz started the engine as the firefighters jumped in. She flipped on the sirens and lights and drove out of the fire station. The truck rushed towards the fire. The lady driving the fire engine. All the cars and buses stopped and waited when they heard the siren. The fire chief called Liz. I'm at the scene of the fire. It's an old house that's been empty for years, but someone saw a young boy playing in the garden this morning. He might be inside the house. Tell Dan and Auntie to get their air tanks ready.
Okay, chief,
said Liz. I can see the smoke from here. We'll be there in 2 minutes. Oh, she's going quickly now, isn't she? Goodness me. Liz turned the corner into Oak Lane. The fire was spreading quickly. Flames covered the top of the house. There was no time to lose. There's a little bit there about the hoses. It says water comes out of a fire hose so fast it's strong enough to knock a person down. Liz attached a hose from the engine to the nearest water hydrant. A fire engine can pump water from a street hydrant to feed its hoses. Liz and another firefighter pointed a hose at the flames. Ready, called Liz. Whoosh! They held on tightly as water shot out. Oh, look, breathing equipment. Fire gives off deadly smoke. Firefighters wear air tanks and breathing masks inside a burning building. Anthony and Dan got ready to search the house. They put on their air tank and face masks. Each tank holds 40 minutes of air. The boy's name is Luke.
What's a boy?
Well, the boys, you remember earlier on when they said there was a fire at the house, old house? It said it was an old house. It had been empty for a long time, but someone saw a young boy playing in the garden this morning. They think he might be in the house. And they found out that the boy's name is Luke.
Luke? I've always been called Luke.
You have, haven't you? At Mrs. Blanford's nursery.
No. Not called Luke.
Louis?
No. Ben's nursery, I got one called Luke.
Oh, right. Mercy Vale, you've got one called Luke. And at Mrs. Blanford's, it's Louis, isn't it? That's right. The boy's name is Luke, the chief told them. You haven't got much time. Right, said Anthony. He grabbed a hose. Let's put the wet stuff on the red stuff, said Dan. That's funny. Let's put the wet stuff, that's the water, on the red stuff, that's the fire. Can you remember that? Let's put the wet stuff on the red stuff. Dan and Anthony ran to the back of the house. The fire was not as bad there. Dan felt the back door. If it was hot, flames could leap out. It's cold, said Dan, so they slept inside. A thick black smoke was everywhere. Anthony shone his torch around. Luke, Luke, he called. No one answered. I can hear fire upstairs, said Dan. The fire had damaged the staircase. It could fall down at any time. They climbed the steps very carefully.
That's a ladder.
Yes, hello, Purdy. Outside, the stabilisers were set down on the ground. Stabilisers are like legs. They keep the truck steady as the ladder is raised. Have you seen those before?
No.
The ladder went up like a telescope to the top of the house. A hose ran at the side. The firefighter on the ladder shot water down onto the fire. The flames crackled and hissed. They got smaller, then suddenly jumped even higher. Inside the house, the fire raged. It was hot enough to melt glass. Oh dear, so that the fireman's gone up onto his ladders, hasn't he, to jet water through the roof? Dan sprayed water onto the flames. The fire had made the house weak. It could come down at any second, said Anthony. We must find Luke. Boom! A beam crashed down near them, but their helmets protected their heads. Crash! Quick, said Dan, we're running out of time. Right, you've got your hard hat here, haven't you? Hard hats. Firefighters' helmets are made of hard plastic. A wide brim helps to keep sparks off their necks. Oh, look at this one. They came to another door, but it would not open. Dan swung his axe at the door once, twice, three times. It's jammed, shouted Dan. The roar of the fire was so loud, they could hardly hear. We'll have to use the electric saw. There's a little part there about the firefighter's axe. It says axes have been used by firefighters since the earliest days of firefighting. Oh look, a sharp cutter there. The electric saw runs on batteries. It can cut right through the roof of a car like a can opener. Oh, well, they've tried the axe on the door and it's not working, so it says Anthony switched on the saw. He cut a hole in the door.
Why don't you try? What has he got there?
Well, I think that's the fire chief. He wears a white helmet so that everybody else knows that he's the fire chief. He's the one in charge. Look, he's talking to, into his walkie-talkie. I think he's the one giving orders, isn't it?
Order, right.
So Dan's cut a hole in the door, big enough for him, to climb through, and he's gone in and he's shouting, Luke, Luke. But the room was empty. Suddenly the chief, that's the man in the white helmet, called, get out now, the roof is coming down. Dan and Anthony raced downstairs. They got out just as the roof fell in. We didn't find Luke, yelled Dan. He's okay, said the chief. We just found him up the road. Phew, said Dan, good news. So all that time the firefighters were in that house looking for the little boy Luke, and he wasn't even there, was he? But he might have been, so they had to look. It took hours to put out all the flames. Anthony sprayed water onto the pot, still glowing red. He was tired and dirty and very hungry. Because do you remember at the start of the story, it said Anthony was always hungry, didn't it? Sorry, Anthony. Liz wound the hoses back onto the fire engine. At last she could rest. She felt worn out. Back at the station, Anthony sat down to eat. At last, he said. Suddenly a loud noise made him jump. Dinner will have to wait, smiled Dan. Ring, ring, ring. Guess what? Another fire. Poor Anthony was ever so hungry and he'd worked really hard, hadn't he? He was looking forward to his meal. And just as he sat down to have it, the alarm went off again. So they'd have to rush and do it all again, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Poor fireman.
Poor fireman.
I bet it's like that some days, don't you? I bet they're really, really busy. No, look at them.
Yes, I have.
What would you rather be, a policeman or a fireman?
Fireman and a policeman.
You'd like to be both, would you? I don't think you could be both. You might get mixed up. Going to a fire wedding.
Mum, Mum,
Dad. Yes.
Oh, you want to tell me, Dad? Oh, alright, Purdy.
Purdy's crying. Well, Purdy, what's the matter? Is Purdy crying? Pardon? What's she saying? I can't tell what you're saying. She wants to read the book with us.
No, eat a book.
She's not going to eat the book.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's not.
Yeah, no, she's not.
No, she's not. Let's do clap a penny. Clap a penny, clap a penny, one, two, three. Clap a penny, clap a penny, one, two, three.
Ah.
Oh, you're beautiful, aren't you? You're a nice boy.
Yeah.
Now, if you were a fireman and a policeman, Thomas, you'd be going to catch burglars and you'd have your yellow helmet on and you'd see the burglars and you'd go, pshhh, and you'd spray them with water from your hose.
Yeah.
And then you'd be going to a fire and you'd get there and think, oh, I haven't got my hose, I've brought my handcuffs and my truncheon and my whistle. That's not so good for putting a fire out, is it?
Yeah.
What do you like best, fire engines or police cars?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. You like? You could be an ice cream seller with an ice cream van. That makes a noise as it goes through the streets.
Look, ice cream.
Ice cream. Oh yes, a little boy's eating an ice cream. That. What song does our ice cream van play?
Teddy Bear's Pooey.
Teddy Bear's Pooey. I think it's Teddy Bear's Picnic, isn't it?
Look, Mum, that's singing.
You're in for a big surprise. It's lovely dynamics today. The best financial prize for every bear that ever was. We gather there for simply cause. No, Thomas, you're going to break that. Today's the day the teddy bears are happy.
Mummy, all this is crazy.
Is that a crane?
But it doesn't work for me. Look, it's lifting down and down and down and it landed on Purdy. Then, look.
There's this nice jigsaw here, Thomas.
I don't want to do that.
It forms a nice caterpillar when it's made up. On one side it's got numbers.
I don't want you to do that.
And on the other side it's got letters. It's clever, isn't it?
Mum.
Are you tired?
I want you to watch telly.
Now what's Purdy doing? She's scratching her neck on the box, isn't she? You're going to talk to Purdy for a few minutes.
Purdy? Lights. sweet is going to say, is Lisa cute?
You're asking Purdy if she likes sweets?
Mummy.
I don't think she does actually, Thomas. She really doesn't like sweets.
I just done them in the box.
No, don't stand on that. It's going to break.
Then Mummy, I stand on this.
Can you find the number four?
Number four.
We can do this, can't we? Oh, there's number four. What comes after four?
Three.
Three? No, three comes before four, doesn't it? Number five. Oh, there's number five. That's handy. And then what?
Three.
Three. I thought that was number six and it was number nine. Well,
I'll do this one again.
The fire one, well, you can have a look through it, can't you?
Say, fire, just on a fire engine. Says poo on it, pooed. Says here this one. It says fire on next poo.
Fire on what?
Next poos.
It just makes silly.
No.
Where's the number one? Have you pinched my number one?
No.
It's a very long caterpillar, look at this.
It's a very
long caterpillar.
No, just got. Yes, I have.
I thought you might have done.
I put it in my place. Hello, I better sit off now.
You're hiding the pieces of the jigsaw in your yellow helmet. It's cheeky, isn't it? Thomas, you're cheeky giggling away there. Do you think I wouldn't notice?
No. No, just a burglar.
You are a burglar, aren't you? I think some of this... Oh, I see. It's on the other side. So...
They're funny burglar, isn't it?
If I had handcuffs now, do you know what I'd do?
No.
I'd put them on you. Fasten you up for a very, very long time.
I'll fasten you up for a not very long time.
And then you wouldn't be able to pinch all my pieces of the rucksack.
Mummy, just look at this. Look! I got a moon!
Purdy, do you know what your naughty brother's doing? He's pinching the pieces of the jigsaw.
Do it to kill and do it again, again, again.
What would you like to do again, again, again?
You can build that, I can pinch it. Mummy, no, that's my money box. That was my money box.
Your money box, it looks to me like your police helmet with pieces of jigsaw in. I'm terribly sorry, I got muddled up.
You can build it, I can pinch it.
Well, what would you like me to do, the number side or the letter side?
Letter side, and I can pinch.
Well, I can't stop because I think you've already pinched the A and the B.
Oh, I've thrown it down.
Well, you just picked it up because I can't make so many of the pieces missing, can I?
Oh, I put. A ball is rolling. Look what I'm going down.
Sorry, love. Thank you.
It doesn't matter.
Oops. We've lost some more, haven't we? We lost the A and the C on the floor, Thomas. That's letter of Mummy's, first letter of Mummy's name.
Yeah.
J, K. Where's the K? Where's the... Here's the K. You have... You cheeky monkey. Wait, where's that place? Nina, Nina. I have reason to believe that you've pinched my jigsaw, have you?
Yeah.
But where's those handcuffs? Handcuffs on... lock them.
No.
Throw away the key. Into jail for you.
I throw you into jail. Many buttons.
I beg your pardon.
Many buttons.
Did you say smelly buttons?
Yeah.
Thomas Henry, since you started nursery, you're coming up with all sorts of ruby dooby things.
Yeah.
For saying smelly bottom, I'm giving you an extra 2 years in jail. That means 2 Christmases, 2 birthdays you will miss. For being cheeky boy.
I don't like you, silly.
Thomas.
Poopy.
Thomas, that will do.
I'm clearing up with it. Help me.
Are you clearing everything up?
No, I'm not. I'm playing with stupid kill.
Thomas, what's saying?
Bloody can I watch TV?
Oh,
no, Mum.
Let's have a look at this.
I don't want to.
Oh, what's in this box?
Oh, I don't want to.
What's in there?
No.
Do you know what those are? The lids from... Smarties, are they?
Yeah. Want to guess?
Do you like some Smarties?
Yes, please. Cody wants a Smartie.
I don't know what Cody wants. Cody's just been fed and she's still making lots of noise, isn't she?
Smacking bottoms. Mummy, Thomas, I am.
If you're smacking my bottom, you're not having any Smarties.
That's just what is that, the smart one?
Yeah.
What's in there then?
I don't know.
Can we have a look?
No. Nothing in there now. Yeah. This is got something in it because this is rattling.
I hope it's Smarties.
I think it might be Smarties. It says Smarties on the box.
Look, can I look?
Can
you
go over there? All right.
I will get under the egg. You think it's chocolate sweet?
I think it's Smarties. That's their little chocolate sweet.
I think I'm Smarties.
Find
the box. You think I'm just a Sweetie.
Table and chair Sweeties? What do you mean?
The ones. I think I'm Smarties. You think it's a family sweetie.
Well, we usually get Smarties in tubes, and when they come in tubes, they have lids like this.
I got some Smarties!
Look, and I just got the lids. Have you seen on top of the Smartie lids? We've been saving these. They all have a different letter, don't they? Can you see them?
Why?
I think it's just something they do on the top of the Smartie lids. So that you can play with the lids afterwards and spell things, can't you? I don't know what we would spell with these letters. They're 2 shades of green, orange and red. We must not do any other colours. I've seen you hiding some. Am I allowed a Smartie, please?
Of course you are.
Could you give it to me in the lid of this one? A green A, please.
That one?
That's got an A on it. And it's green. Oh, blue Smartie. Thank you so much.
I'm going to see a
hangover. Put the lid in my mouth by mistake.
Yeah, I'm going to find out. I can see some more. I can find another blue.
Dark green A. Light green B.
Well,
light green
one.
C.
That one is mine.
Oh. And an orange D.
That one is mine.
Right. Are you going to put Smarties in each of those? A, B, C, and D. Look, we can make a little wriggly snack.
Ah!
No, don't you put the lid in. It was a mistake when Mummy did it, darling. She might swallow it.
Oh no!
We're all falling on the floor now. Oh, and an E. A, B, C, D, E. F, G, H, I. Can't see a J, or a K, or an L. Oh, there's an L. Can't see any others. What are you doing? You've gone very quiet. We've got a few of the same letters. Look, we've got two G's, two F's, two D's. Lots of N's. Thomas, what's Martin?
I found a brilliant Smartie, look.
Oh, look at that one. It's an orange Smartie that looks like it's melted and then gone back together in a funny way, doesn't it?
Thomas, you want it, do you? I have it.
Well, if you'd like it, you can have it with pleasure.
I have that one.
Are you going to put it in the lid of that one? It doesn't really fit, does it?
It doesn't.
It's such a funny shaped Smartie. They're my favourite orange ones.
We'll just share.
Well, I think it's big enough for us to share, isn't it, that one?
You can have that bit there.
Well, shall I just have a little bite? Mmm, thank you very much. Mmm. How's that?
Mmm.
There are two more Smarties on the floor, aren't they? Look at these. These are nice. These are nice letters, aren't they?
Sir, our spider.
Yes, these are letters of the alphabet made of wood and painted. And they've each got something on them, a picture. And I would imagine the picture perhaps starts with the first letter of the alphabet that they're showing. I can't see a letter A though, can you? I can see a D because what's painted on the B? D for butterfly. Oh yes, there's the A. And do you know what it is? It's a snake. We've had this before in books, haven't we? The snake is the adder. That's the A. B for butterfly. And what do you think the C will be? I imagine it's a pussycat. Ah, so it is. Look, who's this like?
Birdie.
It's like Birdie, but it's a ginger cat. It might be like Ginger.
What one of these, do you?
No, I'm fine, Thomas. Thank you very much. If you can eat it, you eat it, darling.
Oh,
and D for?
Spider.
No.
Snail.
No, it's a dog. Let's see what the S has. The S is another snake, look. But you're quite right, spider and snail. That was clever, wasn't it? Spider and snail. I think it's a snake. A, B, C, D. I bet the E's an elephant, don't you?
Mm.
And what about the F for fish? Can you see a F for fish? There's a F for fish. What about G, G? What do you think that would be, Thomas?
I don't know.
A giraffe, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
And what about her? A horse. That must be an igloo. J. Oh, sorry, no, I. I is the island, isn't it? I can't see J. Thomas, what are you hiding under the table?
I don't know.
No, I bet you don't. Ah, J is the jack in the box. L is the lion. Oh, we've missed K out. K is the king. L for the lion. You cheeky little monkey, I've only just noticed what you're doing. When I come back to the start of the alphabet, we start at C. And A for adder and B for butterfly are missing. Along with Thomas, who's under the table. M is for monkey. We just read a book with some monkeys in. N for notes, music notes. O for octopus. I am watching you. P for parrot. There's some smarties that you're picking up while you're under there. And Q for queen. Look, we've got K for king and Q for queen.
Purry, look.
R for rabbit. And S for snake.
Yeah.
Freddy's watching. T must be for temple. U is a unicorn. V is a violin. W is a whale. X is xylophone. Y is for yellow pencil. And Z is a zebra. And now my alphabet starts at D. We go. D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. Where's the N and the O gone? Listen at those bangs. Oh, Thomas, you're too quiet. I'm going to go and have a smartie. I can see a purple one, but I shall pinch that and eat it. Mmm. I can see two brown ones, a yellow one, and a blue one on the front. I shall have those in a minute. I'm going to get the policeman's helmet. Can we find you? What are you eating under the table?
A smartie.
How come you found a smartie under there? Where's the blue one gone that I saw a minute ago?
I haven't got it.
Oh no, it's still there.
Mummy, just look over there and just turn it there. And on my way the clock is to the bottom come.
You want me to turn my head here and when the clock goes to the bottom, what? You pinching?
No, it's your eyes, but it's not gone to the top. Bottom.
Well, if I close my eyes, I can't tell when the clock goes to the top or the bottom, can I?
Will
you shout? I bet you shout when you've eaten all the Smarties and pinched a few more letters.
It's at the top!
Is it? Well, no more letters have gone missing. There are 26 letters in the alphabet, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Have you pinched 6 of my letters?
No.
You've got an A, a B, C. An F, N, and an O. That's 6 letters missing. You must think you're Postman Pat collecting letters. What's the matter, Purdy? Would you know it's been too quiet? Well, I'm going to feed Purdy because Thomas is just being too quiet. He's up to no good. Little boys who sit under the table are very good. Not very good, very quiet. Are up to no good, I think. What do you think, Purdy? Yes, Purdy agrees with me. Purdy thinks you're probably being a little bit naughty. How many letters have I got now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15! I shall count them again in a minute. Caught you. There you are, Purdy, I'll feed you. There are lots of bangs outside. It's a month too early, this is ridiculous. It's a good job Purdy can't hear very well, isn't it? Because they tell you you've got to keep pets in bonfire night, or if they're going to start this early, People won't have kept the pets in because they're not expecting it, are they? It's quite cold as well today, isn't it? How many letters have I got left now? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
I'll get your leg off.
No, don't do that.
I will. I eat a blue one.
Pardon?
A blue Smartie.
You're hiding a blue Smartie? Where?
I'm eating it.
You're cheap.
Look.
Where?
There. Oh, I did it.
There's a brown one there, that's what I can see. I'm going to put these lids back in the Smartie box. That's a good idea, isn't it? We empty it of Smarties and we put the lids in. A, B, C, D. Have you had some of these as well?
Yeah.
Goodness me. It's not as if they're very... We can't even see fireworks. We can just hear big bangs, can't we? Nothing to look at. It's a bit much. I've got 10 letters of the alphabet left now, Thomas. Where are the other 16? Have you pinched 16 letters? I think that's very, very cheeky. You're not talking to me now?
Yeah.
I think you're too busy eating Smarties as well, aren't you?
I feel a bit sick.
You feel a bit sick?
Mm.
Good.
No.
Yes, good. No. Because that will teach you.
No.
Do you really feel a bit sick? Is that why you've gone quiet?
Mm.
When you eat things, do you feel sick, Thomas?
Yes, Mommy.
I think Purdy's probably going to... No, don't shout at Purdy. I think she's going to feel a bit sick in a minute because she's eaten a very, very big tea, hasn't she? She's eaten a really big meal.
Mum.
Yes?
I'd like to do something. Just see what you've done with them for. That one again. That one's green. That one's yellow. That one's
blue. Don't touch that. That is keyboard. Don't touch the keyboard. Not touch that at all. I don't have a fit if you see you doing that.